B-Pod Studios.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show. Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back. I'm James Campbell, along with Robbie Landis, and someone who used to cosplay as Wario way before Elon Musk made it cool. It's Weird Beard.
I hate Elon Musk for doing this to me. Nobody gives Wario any credit. I'm always seen as a loser for picking him in Mario Party, in Mario Kart, in Mario Tennis, in Mario Math. All of it, I'm Wario. And somehow, he does it one time and everybody goes, oh, Wario, so cool.
No, see,
forget
I
you.
I disagree. I actually thought that on paper, that skit was a slam dunk and they still managed to screw it up. Like, you realize Wario should have the accent, didn't. Peach doesn't have an accent, but did. Come on.
I think I'm most upset at the fact that, like, no, not everybody laughs at the fact Wario is a fat, smelly, greedy, rich bastard.
He's got a killer mustache, though.
And they pair him up and make Elon Musk, a fat, greedy, rich bastard, play him. I find it funny. Still didn't work for me.
Nintendo is the biggest name in gaming. They started it all and perfected the gaming brand. And there's some big news on the Nintendo front. Weird Beard, why don't you let everybody know who was the most profitable gaming entity of all last year?
Well, how about this? Let's start with what the top 10 best-selling games of all time are. I'm going to read them real quick for you. Number 10, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Number 9, Red Dead Redemption 2. Number 8, Mario Kart Wii. Number 7, Super Mario Bros. Number 6, Pokemon the First Generation. Number 5, PUBG.
All right, yes, we get it. They had a good year.
It's Nintendo, baby!
Yeah, it's actually Nintendo's most profitable year in the company's history.
It was so good. And not only was it because the Switch became the sixth best-selling console of all time.
I had the Switch fever last year.
It's still climbing. They had some amazing titles released. We already talked a little bit about Animal Crossing New Horizons. They sold 28.85 million copies. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which has been out now for 2 years, still sold 10.62 million copies. Super Mario 3D All-Stars, 9 million copies. Ring Fit Adventure, 7.38 million copies.
That's only 5 of 36 games last year that sold over a million copies.
Wow. I can't believe that many people bought Ring Fit Adventure.
Ring Fit Adventure is
there'd be lit. Way more fit people around than that many people actually bought that.
He plays and he's not fit.
Yeah, tell me about it. And it's like 85.7% spike in net profit. They made $4.39 billion in profit. Do you understand what kind of numbers we're talking here?
Big numbers.
Big numbers. And it's Nintendo is killing it. They're opening theme parks. They're dominating game sales.
They're getting into more movies now.
Yeah, they announced that they're doing Mario, but they're looking at other ones as well. Nintendo, I think, hit the Sony button. You know what I mean? Like, Sony at one point decided that they weren't just going to do, like, PlayStation anymore. They now do movies. They now do these things and these things. Nintendo sees dollar signs. And when you have $4.39 billion in, like, house money to just play with, what do you think they're going to do?
Pocket change?
You're going to try to send that money out there to bring more money back with it.
Like, James, where do you see, because it used to be that, you know, the previous generations, it was always probably like PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, as far as the big three goes.
Yeah.
Would you put Nintendo over Xbox at this point?
Oh, well, for me,
easily.
To me, though, Xbox is number one. My Nintendo Switch is number two, and then the PlayStation is number three.
He's an Xbox fanboy.
I'm an Xbox boy.
Okay.
You know that. You know that.
Look, Xbox is definitely gaining back with what they're doing with Game Pass, but I still think it's Sony, Nintendo, Xbox right now.
It's to me, the most interesting part of this. This isn't Nintendo's ceiling. Nintendo didn't hit the top of the mountain.
That's true.
And they just were like, well, $4.39 billion is the most we can make. I guess that's all we're going to do. I see it only going
with
up
the Switch
still.
Becoming more powerful and then being able to put more third-party games. Like Doom. Doom is on the Switch.
Yes.
I never in a million years would have thought that something like Doom would be on a Nintendo
product.
Yeah,
that's usually too gruesome and gory for a Nintendo game.
Yeah, and I mean, they're not only expanding their games, but like, again, sixth best-selling console of all time. And when there's still, you're not able to buy a PS5 still.
Correct.
You're not able to buy the new console for Xbox.
Because you got a lot of money.
By the way, really quick, the reason why Sony is on top of Microsoft, you want to know what the other five best-selling consoles of all time are?
What's that?
They're all Sony's.
Yeah, they're all PlayStation stuff. But I think, you know, Nintendo's going to have a really good 2021 and 2022 and 2023, and we'll see what year we can finally stop saying that, maybe.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Now, Checkpoint XP has you covered with the free game of the week. This week's free game is Lego Batman, the video game.
The choice is yours. Take on the criminal masterminds. Or become one. From the makers of Lego Star Wars and Lego Indiana Jones, it's good to be bad. Lego Batman, the video game.
James, are Legos just for kids?
Absolutely not.
There you go. That's the right answer. I was anticipating you to say that they were.
It's a grown man building block.
Lego games are really good, and I'm here to argue for how good they are. Only because if you've ever played the Lego Star Wars games, they're probably some of the best Star Wars games that there are.
Are they that good?
They're really good.
See, I've never been completely sold on the Lego games. And honestly, prior to seeing the Lego Batman movie, I wasn't sold on the idea at all. I like playing with Legos, but when it comes to like the properties, they still look like kid stuff. But the Lego Batman movie was hilarious. Yeah. It's so funny.
It's like Lego, I think, sits in an interesting place because they don't have to make games that are like super hardcore games, right? They're not, nobody who's like Robbie's Batman knowledge is going into a Lego Batman game to critique like what a bad
that's
not
the color
like.
Robin would have wore.
Exactly.
Actually, you know what they do actually hit on? You say that, but what they're really good at is the really obscure knowledge.
Exactly.
Like you end up seeing someone like Condiment King come in, which no normal Batman fan's gonna get it, but people who actually read it is like, no way, they found a way to put Condiment King in there.
It's like, I really like going through the ratings on Lego games because you find so many people who are just surprised at how good it is. If you know, like, normally nines and high nine scores out of 10 are reserved for like AAA titles and, you know, stuff like that. This game has a 9 out of 10 on Steam, a 4.2 out of 5 for GameStop, 95% of users like the game on Google, a 4.8 rating if you go to Rotten Tomatoes of video games. Like, it's great, and people of all like age generations are able to play. This is the kind of game that you'd be able to play with a kid if you wanted to like have some side-by-side action and both play along at the same time. But if it's just like you screwing around and having fun trying to kill,
just want to live some Batman adventures,
whatever, you can pick it up as an adult too and be able to play it. Right now it's free on Xbox Gold. And you're going to be able to grab it on there. But I'm telling you, like, here, let me read this one. This game is literally the epitome of handheld fun. The thrilling experience you get from Batman and Robin's story is bordering on, I can't say that word, and will leave you on the edge of your seat until you reach the mind-blowing conclusion that includes a tear-jerking personal story.
Oh, man, and it tugs on the heartstrings as well?
In a Lego game, something never be able to guess. I think that, you know, especially for free, this is the kind of game that you want to be able to pick up. You may not put 500,000 hours into it, but for even like an hour or two, it'll be fun to kill some time.
Well, there you go. Lego Batman for free on Xbox Gold if you're looking to live out some Batman adventures and maybe cry over some spilled Lego blocks.
Or random obscure Batman villains.
Coming up this past weekend, played host to the Overwatch League's first big tournament, the May Melee. Who walked home as champion? Plus, Weirdbeard will be filling us in on the latest news about PUBG Mobile returning to India. It's all next on Checkpoint XP.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game.
Step into the secret lair of the great Landis and Professor Awesome on The Other Identity. Join in for the story of the century as Robbie Landis and Marvel alumni Ben Morris team up to bring you the best and worst comic book opinions. Not sure what the best place is to jump into a new series? Check out the Essentials episodes for heroes like Black Panther and the Teen Titans. Discover a whole new world of superheroes and comics on The Other Identity. Download at checkpointxp.com or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.